Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Nikki Lee and the Late Night Horrors. I do apologize about last night for not making an episode. This should be episode 4, but it is now episode 3. I had a long day yesterday, so I do apologize. But I have some really creepy stories for you guys today. So, let's get into it. The first story I have for you is called Hands by Mitten Boy. Quoting, drunk and helpless, he stumbled to the garage and started the table saw, then slowly lowered his wrists towards the screaming table blade. The doctor pulled the stethoscope ear tips out and hung the device around his neck. Mr. Weatherby, all of your tests have come back negative, and my examination shows nothing abnormal. Adam knew what was coming next. I'm not crazy, doctor. I'm sorry, but there is no physical reason for why you occasionally lose control of your hands. A psychologist. I cannot speak. I'm so sorry, guys. A psychologist can help. I don't need therapy. I need answers. They seem to have a life of their own. I can't hold a job. I'm under investigation for assault. I almost killed my neighbor. This can't go on. I'll try anything at this point. After 2 weeks on new medication, Adam saw no progress and grew increasingly depressed. He was convinced that despite what the doctor said, it was not a physiological problem. That night, a frustrated and angry Adam sat in a chair and drank bourbon. Drunk and hopeless, he stumbled to the garage and started the table saw, then slowly lowered his wrist towards the screaming blade. Detective Armstrong entered the garage with several uniformed officers stood over the blood-soaked body. So what do we got? He asked. Taking in the blood spatter scene. This is a weird one, Detective. How so? Take a look at the body. He apparently chopped his hands off with a table saw and bled to death. Armstrong knelt down and we can't find his hands anywhere. Ooh, interesting. Wonder where those hands are crawling around. It could be anywhere, honestly. Be like some Frankenstein stuff right there. The next story I have for you guys is called He Stood Against My Window by Saib Thuk. Quoting, I couldn't move. I froze and watched him looking past me through the glass. I don't know why I looked up, but when I did, I saw him there. He stood against my window, his forehead rested against the glass, and his eyes were still and light. He smiled a lipstick red, cartoonish grin, and he stood there in the window. My wife was upstairs sleeping. My son was in his crib. I couldn't move. I froze and watched him looking past me through the glass. Oh, please, no. His smile never moved, but he put a hand up and slid it down the glass, watching me. With matted hair, yellow skin, and face, though, through the window, I couldn't do anything. I just stayed there, frozen, feet still in the bushes. I was pruning, looking into my home. He stood against my window. Ooh, creepy. Guys, better make sure nobody's looking at you through the window. That would be a little weird. Hopefully you guys live on the top floor. Just kidding. Okay. Next story I have for you guys is called Fallers by Dashard82. Quoting, no one could explain the hideous grins they had, or even where they came from. People started falling from the sky by the close of the decade. They were never clothed, always naked. always a preferring petrified grin on their faces. It had been just a few at first, but then hundreds and thousands would fall at a time, destroying cars, homes, blocking off highways. Strange discoveries were made upon research. They were human, but lacked any blood, intestines, even a heart. No one could explain the hideous grins they had, or even where they came from. It was a woman in Costa Rica who made the latest and most disturbing discovery. She recognized one of the fallen bodies as a dead relative, one who died back when she had been a teenager. Then more and more identifications were made soon. People were picking out their long-dead loved ones amongst the video feeds. Cadaver piles and crematories. No one could explain why they were coming back, falling from the sky. Even more distressing, after decomposing the bodies and disposing of them, it wouldn't be long until the same body came plummeting from the sky again. You could get rid of them no matter what. People were gonna get killed by the higher volume of falling bodies. And soon after burial, they too began to fall. My mother was killed when a body landed on her car, crushing her. The next week, the news reported on a body that had gotten lodged in an airplane windshield. I saw my mother's grinning face. The happiest I had ever seen her. They say, when hell is full, dead shall walk the earth. What about heaven?
That
is creepy, guys. That is very creepy.
Good, but definitely creepy.
Wow. I mean, what would you do if you knew somebody and they just started falling from the sky with a creepy grin on their face like that?
That would definitely be a little bit scary.
Next story I have for you is called The Happiest Day of My Life by Recludus. Quoting, please, I did what you asked. Just please give me my daughter back. I watched as my soon-to-be father-in-law held his daughter's hand as he walked down the aisle. Tears streamed down his face as the wedding march that played in the background reminded him that in a few minutes, he would be watching me hold his daughter's hand and slipping a ring on her finger. He walked up to the altar. I took her hand, grinning ear to ear. It was the happiest day of my life. My bride's father got down on his knees and started begging, please, I did what you asked. Just please give me my daughter back. I glared at him. Shut up. You're ruining the moment. If you sit back down and enjoy the ceremony, maybe I'll tell you where I've hidden the rest of her body.
Oh my god. So wait a second. How do you walk her down the aisle? What do you do? Only take a few legs? I mean, he said rest of her body.
Did he only bring the hand in?
I mean, he did hold the hand. And he put a finger. Put the ring on the finger, so. I don't know, guys.
What do you think? Okay, the next one is called Hidden by KMA Polk. Quoting, she stares back at me, eyes wide, bound, gagged, but alive. Where are you? I scream, panicked. I run through the abandoned farm. I can't find her. Not in the old house, not in the barn. I run into every empty field, heart racing as I scan the area. run into a mound of dirt and trip. Sprawling to the ground, getting up, it hits me. Abandoned farm. I trip over freshly tilled earth. Crouching down, I started frantically crawling with my hands, scooping handfuls of dirt. I hit something. Wood. Are you in there? I cry. Pressing my ear to the wood, I hear muffled cries. I start digging again, but I realize it's taking too long. Looking around, I see a garden shed. I spring to it. Ripping the door open, I see a shovel, still caked in dirt. Probably the same one that one bastard buried her with. I grab it. Running back, I started digging with purpose. Soon the wooden box is exposed. I toss the shovel, rip open the crate. She stares back at me, eyes wide, bound, gagged, but alive. I sigh with relief, thank God. I reach into my bag, pulling out a rag and chloroform. I crouch down, placing it on her face. She struggles, faints, toss her over my shoulder. Ah, hell. My brother says as I walk back to the truck and smirk. You found her. Yep. You almost had me, though. I laugh. All right, my turn. Where'd you put her? I gesture to the creek area. Somewhere over there. Drowning's an issue, though. Jerk. He says, running off. I smile. I watch him go. I love adult hide and seek. Oh my god! Why is that so creepy? No! No! Guys, that is... Oh! No, you can't do that! Just can't do that! Oh, wow. Well... Somebody went on a killing spree. Okay, the next story I have for you is called My Favorite Support Group by I Post at Midnight. Quoting, no one wants to die alone, kid. Look, I'll be the first to admit, I'm a complete bastard. I'm also lazy. I'm only here to find the idiot because... there's always almost an idiot. The support group is pretty typical. We connect online, decided on a quiet place, and now we're sitting cross-legged in a circle. Real kombuya, kombaya crap. Hermione takes the lead, pouring everyone a cup of tea, and he starts talking. I'm Hermione. You can drink your tea, but only after explaining why you're here. I'll start. Hermione tells us he's been here, and he's never been loved. I can't see why. The guy's ugly as sin. He slips his tea while mousy chick speaks. Next. Maya, she says, my parents... short and sweet, no blubbering. Gotta admire Maya. She's probably not the idiot. Next to talk are the legless vegetarian, a broke businessman, a needle-tracked junkie, and a diseased old crone. Then it's my turn. I'm an ass. Everyone hates me. I take a loud and annoying slurp of long as fat kid with black eyes goes next, telling his boring fat kid sob story. Afterwards, we're all sitting quietly when Hermione kneels over. Then Maya's eye rolls back and she slumps forward. Only the fat kid reacts. What's happening? He whines. I thought this was a suicide support group. Found the idiot it is, I say, spitting out a mouthful of tea. They support it. No one wants to die alone, kid. Oh. How ghost white he turns, looking into his cup. I love it. Suicide meetups are a saddest dream. And I never have to lift a finger. Told you, I'm a lazy bastard. I'm gonna be
honest, I really, really, really like that. That was actually pretty good. But it's like, yeah. I don't know, man. Some of the groups that go on nowadays, like, what happened, honestly? These kids. But I think that is all I have for you guys for tonight. I'm so sorry for ending the episode a little bit early. But I would definitely be making bonus episodes, so if you would like to check out the bonus episode, yes, and there will be an episode 4 tomorrow night, but there's also going to be a bonus episode. Click the link in the bio of the podcast. Go to the support button, and you can do the membership. The prices you can pay are 99 cents a month, $5, and 10 is the highest price you can pay a month. They're all just for a month, every month. Really help to support the podcast so we can do more with it, especially with YouTube. But yeah, have a very spooky night, everybody.